Okay, good. So let's do this I1 first. And as always, no, so 1 over k squared is 1 over, this is k0 squared minus k squared. No? So you can do the partial fraction decomposition. No? K0 plus k times 1 over k0 minus k. So k is modulus k as always, no? K vector, modulus k vector. So this is 1 over 2k, 1 over k0 minus k, minus 1 over k0 plus k, no? Clear. And now you remember, yeah, let me write it in a little bit more transparent form. Sum over some variable e, which can take values plus or minus 1, e over k0 minus e times k. Aha. This looks very familiar now, no? Because if I write this as minus sum over e, e over 2k, this is not the coupling constant, so maybe I have to, okay, sorry, I have to change the variable. Let's call it eta, otherwise it's confusing. Eta is plus or minus 1, and then this is g0 eta of k, where g0 eta of k was minus 1 over k0 minus eta k. This was this fancy propagator that we introduced in the fermions, no? For the fermions, g0 plus and g0 minus. And this has a mixed representation, and the transformation to the mixed representation is integral 1 over from 0 to 1 over t d tau e to the minus I omega n tau times the mixed propagator g0 bar eta of tau and k vector. This is what we introduced some time ago, no? Before Christmas. Okay, so and also we did compute this object here. We had computed this already. This was e to the minus eta k times tau, 1 minus Fermi Dirac distribution function of eta k. This is the result that we had obtained some time ago. So this whole thing here is actually minus sum over eta over 2k. Integral 0 1 to 1 over t d tau e to the minus I omega n tau. E to the minus eta k tau, 1 minus nf times eta k. Okay. This is one of these 1 over k squared factors. The other one is k minus q, where q is now bosonic momentum. So I1 is t times sum over n. N is index of a fermionic Matsubara frequency. Okay, so I get minus this for one of these factors, 1 over k squared. I get the same thing for 1 over k minus q squared. But then I have to make sure this is k minus q here, k minus q. This is also k minus q. And then there's another index, another sum here, and there's another integral. So I call this t tau 1, and this I call eta 1. for 1 over k squared, and the same for the other one. So it's eta 1 and eta 2 over plus and minus 1. Okay, eta 1, eta 2 over 4 times k, k minus q modulus. This is the other momentum in the sum. Then I have two integrals, d tau 1, d tau 2, e to the minus I omega n tau 1, e to the minus I, yeah, okay. Let me call this, so k0 was minus I omega n, k0 was minus I omega n. Q0 I call minus I omega m, just so I can write this as difference of two Matsubara frequencies. No? I could have kept the Q0 explicitly, but okay. So this is from tau 2. And then there's an e to the minus eta 1 k tau 1. And there's an e to the minus eta 2 k minus q modulus times tau 2. And then I just have the product of two of these factors here. No? 1 minus nf eta 1 k times 1 minus nf eta 2 k minus q modulus. Okay? So this is what this I1 integral or I1 sum is. Okay. So then I can do the Matsubara sum trivially. No? Remember, the idea to introduce these mixed propagators was always that the Matsubara sum is simple. Because what is this here? No? The Matsubara sum is T sum over n, and then you see wherever you have another omega n here and here. Yeah? So you have basically e to the minus I omega n tau 1 plus tau 2. So you only have to do this Matsubara sum. No contour integration. You can also do it with contour integration, but you will get crazy picking up the poles. No? So this is simple. So what is this? This is a sum over s, minus infinity to infinity, minus 1 to the power s, delta tau 1 plus tau 2, minus s over t. Yeah, you would think the completeness relation, it's just delta of tau 1 plus tau 2, but remember, everything is modulo 1 over t. No? So you have to make sure that the support of the delta function, when you integrate tau 1 and tau 2 in this rectangle from 0 to 1 over t, you have to make sure you pick that delta function that really has support within that box, no? Within that rectangle. There was always this plot here. Remember these plots, no? So this was 0, 1 over t, 0, 1 over t. And then you have to make sure that you pick that value of s where the delta function has support. Naja. So it's fairly easy to see that you have to pick tau 2 is tau 1 minus s over t. Sorry. Tau 2 is minus t1 plus s over t. So s equals 0 is no good. That is not, has no support. S equals 1 is the one that you want. S equals 2 is also already out. So s equals 0, s equals 1, s equals 2. And then, of course, there are other infinitely many terms here in the sum. But in the range of integration, I only need the s equal 1 term. So it's minus, okay, and then delta function of tau 2 minus 1 over t minus tau 1. Okay, so that was it. That was already the Matsubara sum. Good. Okay, so I1 is minus sum over the eta variables, product of the two eta variables. Okay. And then I can do one of the tau integrals trivially because I have this delta function. So let's do the tau 2 integral and let's call tau 1 tau. Okay, so then what do we have? So the tau 1 here, we keep. Oh, sorry. So this thing was already done in the Matsubara frequency sum, no? The Matsubara sum. So I only have to care about this guy. The omega m is still there. So it's an e to the plus I omega m. Tau 2 is 1 over t minus tau 1, but I relabeled or renamed tau 1 into tau. So we have all this stuff is taken care of. This was done in the Matsubara sum. This exponential we have. So from here on, the rest I have to copy. Yeah? So e to the minus eta 1 k tau minus eta 2 k minus q. Tau 2 was 1 over t minus tau. Okay, and then the two factors here, which contain the Fermi-Dirac distribution. Okay, good. Okay, so this was a bosonic Matsubara frequency. Né? This is 2m pi t, right? Omega m is 2m pi t. An even multiple of pi t. You see, this first factor gives just a factor plus 1, né? Because it's e to the I 2m pi t over t is 1. So this is a factor of it's basically e to the 2 pi, e to the I 2 pi, or e to the 2 pi I is always plus 1. So that drops out. And then you just have e to the minus I omega m tau that remains. Okay, and then you can do the tau integration. You see here. Yeah. If you like minus I omega m, you can now call it again plus q0. Na gut. So now let's do the tau integral. So as always, the tau integral is 1 over, okay, so it's the argument, of the exponential. So it's q0 minus eta 1 k minus eta 2 k minus q. This factor here with the 1 over t, you have to pull out. No? This you have to pull out. This we will need to combine with this distribution function as always. No? So there's an e to the minus eta 2 k minus q over t factor, which I pull out of this tau integral. This I cannot do anything about. But the result of the tau integral is let's remember how this goes. D tau e to the some factor a tau. It's 1 over a e to the a tau at the boundaries. This is what it is. So one over a we just wrote down, and then we have to write down e to the a q zero minus eta one k minus eta two k minus q times 1 over t minus 1. Ah, sorry. Yeah, okay. Is this correct? Is this correct? I think I made one sign mistake somewhere. Where is that? Ah, yeah, I know where. Here, ne? This is minus tau. Huh? It's plus. So there must be a plus here and a plus here. This was my mistake. You have to be really super careful with these signs. Okay? Yeah. Now it's okay. Good. So now you can also pull in this guy into this here. And I think I also missed the integral over d. Oh, this was only the Matsubara sum. Okay, fine. Good. All right, so what do we have? We have 1 over energy denominator. And these energy denominators is the trademark of these calculations. And then this here, e to the q0 over t. Q0 over t, this is the same as before. It's the same as here. This was also minus q0 over t plus q0 over t. It's the same. E to the q0 over t is always plus 1. Good. So it's basically, it's this e to the minus eta 1 k over t. This factor cancels this factor here. Ne? This is minus eta 2 blah, blah, blah. This is plus eta 2 blah, blah, blah. Minus, yeah, here, the 1, of course, we have to keep. And then still these other factors in the back there. Na gut. Gesundheit. Okay, so now I did it a little bit differently here, but okay. The standard trick was always that if you have e to the minus x times 1 minus 1 over e to the x plus 1. This is basically if you multiply this with this guy, or this with this guy. This is always the same. And you do the calculation, you see it's just e to the x plus 1. So when you do this calculation here, multiply this out, this times this just gives you nf of eta 1 and k times the other factor, 1 minus nf with eta 2 and k minus q minus, okay, and here you keep the first factor and the second one becomes nf of eta 2 k minus q. Okay, good. Naja, and then you keep working. And you see that when you multiply this out, you see that the product of the two NFs, this times this, cancels because there's a difference in sign. So here you will basically just have the difference of this guy with this guy. So it's just a difference of distribution functions. Okay. Good. So the next step is you have to write the four terms in the sum here. No, no way out. If you look at the script, I mean, when we did similar calculation, you know, the e squared contribution to the perturbative e squared contribution to the partition function, it was a while ago, I put this in the script and I added some explanations on the various terms. So maybe you want to read this up again. It will look very familiar to this discussion here. Okay, so then let's write out the four terms. So it's minus 1 over 4k, k minus q. Nothing to be done there. And you could worry, why does he keep the q here? Q is always soft compared to k. One has to be a little bit careful because sometimes there are cancellations. There's a difference of distribution functions. There will be differences here. Also, this is soft. No? Well, at this point, this is not soft. This is a Matsubara frequency, so that's hard. But we'll see. If you go to soft external momenta, then you could drop this with respect to this, but only in certain limits. No? The difference here, no? the two k's here could cancel, and then there's something that's just... there's just q dependent in the denominator, and that's 1 over et, so we have to be careful with the q's. No? Here, probably not. This q can be eliminated, but with the other q's, you have to be careful. We do this very carefully at the end. Let's first write it out, what we have now. So, as advertised, there will be four terms, no? All etas plus. No? All etas plus is, okay, then we just have here the difference of the two distribution functions. And I have q0 minus k plus k minus q. OK? Good. And then I have, let's say, eta 2 plus eta 1 minus. So I have nf minus k minus nf. Both negative. Okay, good. Okay, let's do the both negative thing. Okay. Then I just have to change the signs here in the denominator. Okay. And then let's do one or the other. One positive, one negative. Then there was also the product of the two etas here. So if they have different signs, all the other terms will have a minus. Okay, so now let's do the eta 1 plus, eta 2 minus. Okay. And then the last one, just the opposite, no? Eta 1 minus, eta 2 plus. Okay, I think I have it. This should be it. Looks good, looks good. Yeah, now, now we use this trick again. So 1 over e to the minus x plus 1 is e to the x over 1 plus e to the x is 1 minus 1 over e to the x plus 1, or nf of minus x is 1 minus nf of x. And then you see this is 1 minus nf of k minus 1 plus nf of k minus q. Okay. And here this is nf of k minus 1 minus, so it's minus 1 plus nf of k minus q. And here it's 1 minus nf of k minus nf k minus q. Oh yeah, good. Okay. And here the these guys cancel, 1 minus 1. And in the other terms, there's always somehow, there's always a 1 here and a 1 here. Okay. So the next step is, of course, to drop, to make this hard thermal loop approximation. No? That means I can neglect terms of order q with respect to terms of order k. And in order to do this properly, we have to Taylor expand the distribution function. What is this? So the Taylor expansion. Okay, what is k minus q modulus? This is actually square root of k squared minus q squared, which is k squared plus q squared minus 2 times k dot q, which is, when you expand this, you can pull out a k, and then you have a square root of 1 minus 2 times k unit vector dot q vector plus q squared. And then you Taylor expand this. Okay, so this is k. And then this q squared you can drop because this is of order e squared t squared. This is only of order et. So in the expansion of the square root, you just need to keep the this term here. And then only the leading term. So it's 1 minus k dot q. I made one mistake here. I pulled out a k squared factor, so it's another k here. Q over k. Mm-hmm. Good. And then the Taylor expansion here reads nf of k plus, okay, the first derivative of nf of k with respect to k. And then the inner derivative, so basically the difference of k minus q modulus and k, which is just this term. So minus k dot q. And then the rest is order q squared, which is small. Clear? Taylor expansion correctly done, If you multiply this out, it's k minus k dot q. Okay. And the difference of this and this is this. Okay, good. So then if we go in here, you see, if I plug this in here, you see that nf of k cancels the first term in the Taylor expansion. So indeed, the numerator of this is proportional to the derivative of the distribution function, which you can easily compute, and then a term which is proportional to q, which is soft. So you have to be careful here in the denominator to also do this expansion properly and keep everything that's soft. Because soft over soft is of order 1, not order soft. And And you see, you can also use this expansion of the square root here. Now you see that this k minus k, this cancels. So you have q0 plus k dot q. And here you have q0 minus k dot q. So if you then implement this properly, here, this is easy to drop. No? So here you have, this k is not canceled by some other thing. So in this expansion of the modulus, this is the leading term, this is subleading, this you can drop. So it's really minus 1 over 4k squared. And then, you have a dnf of k by dk times k dot q divided by q0 minus k plus k minus k dot q. And here you have the same stuff here, you see. This works the same way, except that there's an additional minus sign here and a plus sign here. So it's basically minus the same thing. And in the denominator, you also have a flip of sign. OK. And the other terms, that's simple now. Look, this is dominant. There's no cancellation here in this. This is a sum of k and k dot q, k minus q modulus. So in leading approximation, it's just 2k, and this q0 and this k dot q vector can be dropped. So you basically have minus. And here you see it's nf plus nf in this. This is actually subleading, so you can drop it. So it's 2nf of k over 2k with a minus sign, so plus, and some subleading stuff. And here, the same thing. No? So we get this again, 2nf of k over 2k. And the vacuum you drop. No? The one is vacuum that will be renormalized. These ones here, no? They belong to the vacuum. Okay. And I think I made did I make a sign mistake somewhere? Did I make a sign mistake somewhere? Looks like I did. Das ist immer blöd. Stupid signs. Let's see. So this must be clearly plus. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, I think I made a sign mistake here at some point. But okay, let's see how this plays out. I think this is correct. No? You would think I didn't miss any sign, huh? Did I? I think it's all good. Yeah, I think it's all good. Okay, good. And you can also compute this here. No? What is the derivative of this with respect to k? K over t plus 1. This is minus the square of this thing. And then it's 1 over t times e to the k over t. And then you write this as minus nf of k times nf of k times e to the k over t. And this you know from down there that this is 1 minus nf of K. Aha, okay. Now, okay, up to a sign. Now, yeah, good. Up to a sign. Okay, so it's minus nf of k times 1 minus nf of k. Okay. Good. So then you put this into the momentum integral that's still there. No? There was still some momentum integral. Okay. And then there is also the second Matsubara sum. And I will not be so explicit here. Still have to check my signs. Okay. That's the usual thing. So this I2, the I2 thing, there was one twist to the story. No? There was this extra numerator. Otherwise, it's the same. Okay. This numerator is kind of disturbing. No? But if you do this whole thing with a mixed representation, no? Same thing. You get two sums over eta 1 and eta. So these two guys, no? These two denominators you do with a mixed representation. So this is always the same. This is no problem. Hast du es entdeckt, mein Vorzeichen, oder stimmt noch alles? No, okay. Ja, warum? Das kommt von hier.
Genau, aber auf der rechten Seite der Name.
Habe ich es vergessen? Ja, okay. Sorry. Ja, danke.
Außerdem, ich bin der Meinung, in der Klammer, in der runden Klammer, müsste es Q plus K Dach Q sein und dann minus in dem anderen.
Upp, was? Where, wo?
In der runden Klammer?
Hier.
Ja, da steht Q 0 plus K Dach Q.
Ja. Okay, lass mich mal gucken. Also, das hat ein Minus, ne? Das hat ein Minus, ja, genau. Ah, sehr gut. Vielleicht ist es da mein Vorzeichen. Gut. Sehr gut, sehr gut.
Mhm.
Also das Minus kommt von dem Plus hier, ne?
Nee,
warte mal kurz. Ja, doch, ist richtig, ne? Genau. NF minus das gibt das Plus. Okay, schade, ja. Okay, das funktioniert nicht. Okay. All right. So then, so this is the same stuff. No? You have also wieder these mixed representations. And you have an e to the minus I omega 1 n tau 1, e to the minus I omega n minus omega m tau 2, and other things here, eta 1, k tau 1 minus eta 2 k minus q tau 2 and then 1 minus nf eta 1 k and 1 minus nf eta 2 k minus q modulus, okay. But, yeah, so this was what we had previously. But now in the Matsubara sum there's an extra minus I omega n. Uh-huh. And that's very easy to account for, no? If I write minus I omega n here, I can also write d by d tau 1 of this guy. Okay? Yeah? Clear? Clear? Yeah? This is the same, no? So now you can do an integration by parts, no? So, and that's how you get rid of this, no? This omega n in the numerator. Because if you do integration by parts here, no, you get basically, so of the whole tau 1 integral, no? So there's also another tau 1 here. So it's e to the minus I omega n tau 1 minus eta 1 k tau 1 at the boundary minus, and then the tau 1 integral is such that instead of this first exponential factor, you take the derivative of the second one, which is minus eta 1 k, and then the second guy, k, eta 1 k. No? And in the first thing here, now you have to evaluate. No? This is e to the minus I omega n over t minus eta 1 k over t minus 1. This is this guy here. But this is a fermionic Matsubara frequency. No? E to the minus I omega n over t is always minus 1, no? Because these are odd multiples of pi t. So this is then minus e to the minus eta 1 k over t plus 1. Okay? And then for this term, there's still the Matsubara sum, which you have to do with the omega n here, okay? So you still have to do this, and you still...
How can we pull out a minus sign? I mean, with there...
This here, minus 1, minus 1.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then you still have to do the Matsubara sum with the second factor, which is e to the minus I omega n tau 2. But okay, this is clear. This is delta tau 2. There's nothing else. So delta tau 2 means that this thing is gone also. Okay, so... So let's collect everything from this part here, no? From this term here. So there's basically this factor from the tau 1 integration, and then this factor I already took into account. So this thing here I have to take into account, but for tau 2 equals 0, no? Because of this delta function which collapses the tau 2 integral. So it's 1, and then it's 1 minus nf of eta 1 k, 1 minus nf of eta 2 k minus q. And okay, so this I can also work out. Here I can pull out a minus eta 1 k over t, and then this is basically the denominator of, yeah, okay. Should I do this? Maybe I can. Yeah, okay, good. So then it's basically 1 over nf of k, eta 1 k. And then times this here. Times this here. And this here is basically 1 plus e to the eta 1 times k over t minus 1. Okay. Good. And this cancels this. So this is basically just minus 1 plus nf of eta 2 k minus q. Okay. Why do I claim that this cancels completely? Jesus. Ah, no. Okay, good. I think this is not what I claim here. Is this what I claim? Ah, so yeah, okay. So the point is the following. The eta 1 dependence here has completely vanished. Ne? In this part, I just looked at this stuff here for this first term after integration by parts. Ne? And you see that the eta 1 dependence has completely cancelled. But there's still a sum over eta 1 with the argument eta 1. So that sum is 1 minus 1 is 0. Okay, so this whole thing here is 0 because you sum over eta 1 with argument eta 1. So after all this is done, you realize that this thing here is completely gone. And you have the rest, which is this stuff here. And this is basically what we had before with an additional eta 1 k in the argument. Okay, so basically, if I write it down, it's a sum minus minus is plus, so eta 1, eta 2. Eta 1 squared is always plus 1, so there's only eta 2. So the eta 1 sum, yeah, okay, let's do it later. Eta 2 over 4k, k minus q. And there's an extra k here, okay. I also have to take into account, which cancels extra this k, but okay. This we will see later. And then the rest basically is the same stuff that we had before, I think even with all the signs and what you have, all the same. So you just repeat what we just did. And if you didn't make any mistake, same as before, so you can plug it in. If you do this whole thing, this whole song and dance correctly, you should get, okay, let's see where the dimensions work out. 1 over 4k, okay, this is clear, ne? Because k minus q is approximately k in Hart thermal loop approximation. And then 1 over t, nf, this comes from the derivative of the nf, 1 minus nf of k, and then you get k dot q over q0 minus k dot q plus k dot q over q0 plus k dot q. This difference in sign is because it's no longer eta 1 times eta 2, so all the relative signs between the terms will change. And the last two terms, which I'm still not sure about, these last two terms, they cancel even against each other, no? Because there is a relative difference in sign. Naja, okay. But you can do these few steps yourself as a homework exercise. So here, maybe. Homework exercise. Fill in the final steps according to the calculation we already did. Okay, good. So then, on Friday, I will then combine everything. Hopefully, I will also identify my mistake in sign here, or maybe there is no mistake in sign. I think then I did it right here again. And give you the final answer. No? Then we have completed this, and then we will look at the structure of the self-energy in the Q0Q plane. Q0 was at this point a Matsubara frequency, but in order to get the dispersion relations, you have to analytically continue to real energies. Then you can actually look at the structure in the energy momentum plane, and then you can also see the dispersion relations of these particles in hard thermal loop approximation. So they're no longer free gluons. I mean, at very large momenta, of course, they're like free gluons. No? Energy equal momentum, because the self-energy was dropped for hard momenta. But for soft momenta, there will be modifications, which are important, which also have physical implications. Okay. So far, so good. No? Then I'll see you on Friday.